Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nikki. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quantity assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Oh, yes. I was in the middle of filling out a claim online. Then it had, I guess, some kind of problem, and it told me to call.
Okay. You was trying to fill out a claim online, and it had an error. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I do apologize about that experience, sir. Now, what I can do for you, I can be able to take a look at your account for you. Can I please have your social?
It's 423-317638.
423-317638. Is that correct, ma'am? I mean, sir.
Yes.
I do apologize.
Yes.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your husband's name, please?
It's David Davis and 11588. And what was your name? What else?
Your mother's main name?
King.
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
I have never filed a weekly. This is the first time trying to file.
Okay, you said this your first time filing. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'm going to ask you some questions. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, I do not have any difficulties understanding no English or speaking or writing.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
I'm not disabled.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
11.
Do you have a driver's license?
I've got a state ID.
Can you verify your state ID number?
Yes, hang on just 1 second. It is 820-637.
Do you want your benefits going direct deposit or to the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Do you want that going to your checking or your savings?
Checking.
And what is your routing number?
Hang on just a second. It's, I'm thinking it's 6. That'll be the small one, so it'll be 0-6-2. 00019. That's 4019.
0624019. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what is your account number?
0305672066.
0305672066. Is that correct?
Say that again.
0305672066. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
It's 1655 County Road, 463. Coleman, Alabama, 35057.
Did you want me to change your mailing address for you?
That's my mailing. No, my mailing address is the same as my physical address.
Okay, did you want me to change that for you? Because it's something totally different than what you provided me with.
Oh, what is it at?
I'm sorry, I won't be able to give you that information. Did you want me to change it for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what is that mailing address?
1655 County Road, 463, Coleman, Alabama, 35057.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. And that's going to be 1655 County Road 463, Coleman, Alabama 35057. Is that correct?
Yes, 1655 County Road 463.
Yes, sir. Coleman, Alabama 35057. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am, it hasn't.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
256-735-9980.
Did you want me to change your telephone number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is that number? I do apologize about that. 256-735-9980.
256-735-9980, is that correct? Yes. And what is your email address? It's
dkbama2290@gmail.com. Okay, that's going to be dkbama2290@gmail.com.
Yes.
Your mailing address is 1655 County Road 463, Coleman, Alabama 35057. Is that correct?
Yes.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which other farm professional license have you ever held? Is it dermatology, immunology, diagnostic laboratory? Is it family practice? Is it onology? Is it registered nurse? Or is it none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, thank you. Which other foreign addresses have you ever been associated with? Is it 1201 Dripping Springs Road, Northwest? Is it 211 Hall Avenue? Is it 2706 Summer Wind Drive Southeast? Is it 3312 Broadview Street? Or had never been associated with any of these addresses?
I've never been associated with any of them addresses.
Which other foreign cities has a current or former association to you? Is it Prattville? Is it Vermont? Is it Dothan? Is it Athens? Or is it none of the above?
Did you say Vermont?
Yes.
Yeah, Vermont. I used to live up that way.
Okay, thank you. Which other foreign streets have you never lived or used as your address? Is it 349 Court 1373? Is it Cleghorn Boulevard Southeast? Is it Southwest Logan Street Southwest? Is it RR3 Box 348? Or is it all of the above?
I think it's the first one.
349 Court 1373.
That don't sound from maybe the Logan Street. I've associated with Logan Street before. That's where my sister lives.
Okay, Southwest Logan Street Southwest.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. In which other foreign cities does Cynthia Davis currently live her own property? Is it Auburn, Alabama? Is it Hinsville, Alabama? Is it Hoover, Alabama? Is it Tuscaloosa, Alabama? Or is it none of the above? Or I'm not familiar with this person?
None of the above.
Thank you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama where employed that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
When was the last day that you worked?
Last Sunday.
Okay, you said it was on last Sunday?
Yes.
That was on the 24th?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Am I what?
Are you a corporate officer for a business, and do you own a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Neither.
Are you currently arrested for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes, I'm available for all shifts in restaurant business.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Up to 25. Maybe 50.
Is 25 miles okay?
Yes.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
$12.50.
And you said $12.50, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union, Hanyun Hong?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What is your job title and description?
Maintenance, grill cook, prep truck, pretty much everything that you can do inside of a restaurant. Open, close.
Okay, you was performing work involving the skills of two or more maintenance or craft?
Yes.
Dealing with. Yes, sir. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
What is the name of your employer?
It was Dairy Queen.
Is that going to be the name on your pay stub?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Let me go ahead and add your employer to it. They have some good ice cream, by the way. It's
we got
awesome.
The busiest Dairy, the Dairy Queen that I work at is the busiest Dairy Queen in the state of Alabama.
Oh my goodness!
We literally make the most sales out of all of Alabama.
Oh my goodness! And yeah. Your shakes are wonderful. I love your chocolate shakes, also, by the way.
Very good.
Yes, sir. And what is your employer address?
Oh, good Lord, you'd ask me something like that. Hold on just 1 second. Let me see if I can
yes, sir.
Pull it up. Let's go to note here. It's 1840 Lee Avenue, Southwest Coleman, 35057.
Okay, that's going to be 1840 Lee Avenue, Coleman, Alabama, 35007.
This Lee Avenue, Southwest Coleman, 35057.
Okay, you said 35157?
35057.
My apologies. And once you again, did. That's going to be 1840 Lee Avenue Southwest, Coleman, Alabama, 35057. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. How's your day going so far?
It's going all right, I guess.
Okay, how's your day going? It's going well. I can't complain. Just blessed to even wake up this morning.
I know that's for real.
Yes,
I didn't
sir.
I get up out of bed this morning.
I know what you mean about that. What is your employer phone number?
All right, hang on just 1 second. It's 256-775-8870.
256-775-8870, is that correct?
Yep, that's the store phone number.
And what is your employment start date?
I started, hang on, I can look at the calendar. I got all that marked down.
Okay.
Let's see. It's been April 22nd.
Is that going to be 2021 or 2022?
2022.
And when was the last day that you worked?
The 24th of July.
Okay, thank you. What city and state the work was performed in?
Coleman, Alabama.
Did you receive any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
I don't even know what them are.
Okay. Vacation pay, and that going to be after your last day of working?
No, ma'am, I didn't.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Is this your separate employer, your last employment?
Yes, it's my last employment.
Why are you no longer working?
We've seen different ways, pretty much. They gave me a line of bull about getting manager position, and after I got done doing their pressure washing and everything, that Sunday they just called me in the office and let me go.
I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, they didn't even give me an actual reason why they fired me. They said they'd let me go. I was like, oh, okay.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm straight. I can always find a dime a dozen of other restaurant jobs.
Yes, sir. You'll find you something better.
Yeah, very much so. I applied at Arby's trying to become a manager there.
Yes, sir. And you say you've been discharged, and could you say that's a violation of company policy or unsatisfactory work?
Yeah, let's just go with that.
Which one, unsatisfactory work or violation of company policy?
A violation of company policy, I guess that's what our discharge. Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, sir. And what is the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
His name was Austin, general manager of Dairy Queen. Now, he don't even work there no more. He quit 2 days after I got fired.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you tell me if they wasn't something at play.
Oh, my goodness. What was the date of your... I'm sorry.
I said, I'm dead serious. The general manager's going to quit 2 days after he fires me, huh?
Oh, my goodness. He probably didn't want you to leave the store because you'd probably be a great worker.
Oh, they had me looking for manager position there.
Yes, sir. And what was the date of your discharge?
I'd have been the 24th of this month.
Okay, thank you. And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
Negativity. That's all I got out of him was negativity.
Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's all I got out of him was negativity.
I'm so sorry to hear about that. You'll find you something better. Trust me. You will.
Very much so.
Yes, sir. Did you commit the act your employer alleged?
No.
Any prior warning from the same or similar act?
Do what?
Any prior warning for the same or similar act?
Nope, this is the spot of the moment.
What did you try to do to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I tried talking to the district coordinator of Dairy Queen. That did not go well. You can't get nowhere with that dude. He just don't want to talk to anybody.
Okay, you said you tried talking to the district coordinator. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Do I got to?
Did you want 10% coming out every week at your unemployment?
Not particularly. I need all the money I can get.
Okay, did you want me to put down no for you?
Can you put down yes?
Yes, sir, I can most definitely put down.
Yeah, because it'll help out in the end.
Oh, yes, sir, most definitely. I don't think nobody want to pay down back at the end of the year, so I can understand that. Yes, sir.
It definitely helped out at the end. I know it sounds good on paper, but I...
And do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary pen number?
Yeah, hang on just 1 second.
What are you doing?
All right, go ahead.
Your temporary pen number is 3888.
3888, okay.
Yes, sir, that's correct. The following questions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/postnim and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet or next week. An information bullet, the number to the weekly certification.
Yeah, I got 752-7389. Okay. All right, you can continue. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. No worries. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Nope, that's all I was wanting to know. Get done.
Yes, sir. Now, don't forget to file your weekly certification on this Sunday. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, sir.
No, hey, I can do that on the phone, right?
Yes, sir. You can do it by phone or by internet.
Okay, so it's at 1-800-752-7389?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. All right, so call Sunday. It doesn't matter what time Sunday, just call and just do it on there.
You have to be able to call before 5 p.m. on Sundays.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you.
You are more than welcome, and thank you so much for calling.
All right, thank you so much, and you have
yes,
a good
sir.
Best day.
You do the same. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.